Hello, welcome to Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. Just an all-around regular guy trying to spread overwhelming positivity and help you look at the brighter side of things. Chapter 6. Assume control for everything. I was going to call this chapter, Don't Be a Little Bitch, but decided to back off a bit, so not to offend anyone. I've been trying to work this title in since I published my last book, If You're Not First, You're Last. I still love the title, and I've been dying to work it in somewhere. I thought it'd be perfect for this chapter, since the purpose here is to discuss the idea that crybabies, whiners, and victims just don't do well at attracting or creating success. It's not even that they aren't capable. It's just that people who typically succeed are required to take big action. And it is impossible to take big action if you don't take responsibility. It is equally impossible to do something positive when you spend your time making excuses. You must understand, as I've already stated countless times, that success is not something that happens to you. It's something that happens because of you and because of the actions you take. The people who refuse to take that responsibility generally don't do well at taking much action and subsequently don't do well in the game of success. Successful people accept very high levels of accountability for creating and having success for themselves and even for failing to do so. Successful people hate the blame game and know that it is better to make something happen, good or bad, than to have something happen to you. Those who suffer from victim thinking mentality, which I roughly estimate is about 50% of the population, will hate this chapter and probably pick this book up by mistake. Anyone who uses blame as a reason why something happened or didn't happen will never accumulate real success in their life and only further his or her status as a slave on this planet. Those who give control to another for their success or lack thereof will never be in control of their lives. No game in life is truly enjoyable without first accepting control over your understanding of the game, how you play the game, and then how the outcome of the game. People who assume the position of victim will never be secure, simply because they elect to turn over responsibility to another party. And because they never elect to know for themselves what they can do. They therefore never take charge over their outcomes going forward, saying, I'm a little victim. Bad things happen to me often. I can't do anything about it. To get to where you want to go in life, you must adopt the view that whatever is going on in the world, good, bad, or nothing, is something caused by you. I assume control over everything that happens to me, even for those things that I appear to have no control over. Whether I am in control or not, I still elect to claim responsibility and control so that I can do something to improve my situation moving forward. Why, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. Now, the little excerpt that I just shared with you was from one of my favorite books that I've ever read, The 10X Rule by Mr. Grant Cardone. A reoccurring theme you'll hear on this podcast is definitely going to be accountability. I often refer to accountability as a dying trait, and to some, it's already dead. Well, on today's episode, I want to emphasize the importance of accountability and how that quality alone can help you achieve massive amounts of success. It's funny, because a good friend of mine actually reached out regarding some merch I've been planning to put out to help grow the channel. If you follow me on Instagram, IG at Frosto, if you're not already, You'll notice I end a lot of my stories cheersing you with one of my favorite mugs that reads, "Fuck your sensitivity," with a big smiley face on it. Now, her comment that had no negativity behind it, she was just bringing it to my attention, was, "Isn't it a little contradictory as someone that's trying to spread overwhelming positivity?" Mind you, I'm paraphrasing here, so don't hold me to the exact quote. And I thought, that is spreading overwhelming positivity. People need to stop associating positivity with political correctness. You see, you're the only one that truly controls your happiness. We all came into the spinning ball of madness alone, and we're most likely going to go the same way. You need to understand, you can have all the love in the world, but unless you're happy with you, nothing else will make you happy. Of course, family, friends, and loved ones are important, but at the end of the day, it's not their responsibility to make sure you're happy. Sure, they help. It's swell to have great people around you, but at the end of the day, you have to live with you. So, accountability. How does it help? Well, in my opinion, it's everything from your successes to your failures. If you hold yourself accountable for both the good and the bad in your life, you find a certain level of peace knowing that you gave it your all and you tried your best. It's so easy to focus on the negative. What's going wrong? What's been done to you? How hard life has been for you? But who really cares? Because again, at the end of the day, when you're sitting there miserable, pissed off, playing the blame game, you've literally accomplished nothing. Mr. Grant Cardone talks about how reaching a massive level of success takes massive action. Now, let me ask you this. If you succeed, are you going to take credit for it? Fuck yeah, you are. You're the one that put in the work. You're the one that came out with the W, right? Well, in that same breath, ask yourself this. If you fail, and you fail hard, I'm talking fall flat on your face, are you going to take the same credit? I'll wait. If you answered anything but of course, then there lies the problem. You can't just take the good with the good. You have to take the good with the bad. Because just like it was you that put in the work to reach that massive level of success, it was also you that failed to prepare or put in enough work to succeed. Accountability, folks. You're going to hear it over and over. Who needs to lose those 20 pounds to get healthy? Who needs to study for that test at the end of the week? Who needs to make sure they have enough money saved to pay their bills and have a little extra? You do. No one else. No one's going to eat the healthier foods for you. No one's going to stop you from cruising through that drive-thru. No one is going to log you off of Amazon so you don't order that unnecessary pair of fill-in-the-blanks. And I'm talking Target and Starbucks too, so don't feel left out. That all falls on you. And until you take accountability for both the good and the bad, you're going to be missing. Missing on opportunities, missing on success, most importantly, missing on happiness. You see, when you spend your life blaming others, you dig yourself into a grave of negativity, anger, regret, and remorse. And it's not a fun place to be. I've mentioned before, both on previous episodes and on my Instagram stories, IG at Frosto, again, if you're not following me, that I'm a recovering addict. I was the statistic. Broken home. Abused. Picked on. Wah, 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 wah. Woe is me. Fuck that shit. I control my destiny. I control my happiness. I'm the motherfucking reason I'm going to succeed. With the help of my queen, the motivation of my kids, I'm going to win at this life shit. And I'm going to do it with a smile on my face. In the words of the great Jocko Willink, good. When things are going bad, there's some good in it. Didn't get promoted? Good. Time to get better. Got tapped? Got beat? Good. You learned. Unexpected problems? Good. We have an opportunity to figure out a solution. If you can say the word good, guess what? It means you're still alive. It means you're still breathing. So hell, that means you still got some fight in you. So get up, dust off, reload, recalibrate, re-engage, and go out on the motherfucking attack. Because I promise you, if you take accountability for everything that's happened to you, you'll be unstoppable. Stop thinking of things happening to you, but because of you. So that's it. That's my cheat code. That's how I handle life and her sick sense of humor. I'm the master of my destiny. Good or bad, I'm the reason. So the next time you look at yourself in the mirror, do me a favor. Have an accountability talk with yourself. Ask yourself, are you operating at your full potential, or are you giving the power to others by blaming? I hope this one didn't ruffle too many feathers, and I hope this didn't put you off in any way. But again, I cannot stress enough how important accountability is in today's society. So, till next time, folks. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got something out of this. I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart for all the comments, likes, shares, and feedback. Please keep the suggestions coming, and I hope you have a great day. But don't forget, fuck your sensitivity.